Welcome back. Welcome back. It's midday with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And can you believe we are at June 4th, 2018? And it is an absolute gorgeous, gorgeous morning. The commute was beautiful. And I'm in here with my guy, Steve Rummage in the building, Brian Hall in the booth.
I don't feel like you brought enough energy this morning.
Ah, goodness gracious,
feel
I
like
knew it.
You brought enough energy
I knew it.
For what the weekend has brought us.
I knew it.
I'm upset.
Steve,
you're
glowing today.
I'm upset.
You
with
are
that.
Absolutely yeah. glowing. Are you pregnant?
No, but
Brian Hall in the booth. What's going on, Brian?
I played a role on somebody else's
after that.
Yeah.
Look, that's why I bailed out of it just immediately.
Just, you're like, yeah. Probably shouldn't ask that. All right, on to the next one. I had a great weekend. Obviously, I'll get to what you all want to talk about, but you know, Louisville baseball season came to an end, and they played very well down in Lubbock, Texas. So. Good for them, and then on a great
that
year.
Texas Tech team was on fire.
Well, they were balling.
Well, this is one of those teams too that was really young, and we weren't really expecting, you know, to be where we were. So, you know, kudos to Coach McDonald.
I talked to NCAA umpire before the season started.
Oh,
that said, when I asked him, I said, "What do you think about Louisville this year?" And he was like,
"They're bad.
They're not gonna be good."
I heard the same thing,
and I was like, "Oh my god, yeah, right." And I was like, "No way." I was like, man, that, you know, that sucked. Dan McDonald worked a miracle again. Not worked a miracle.
I know.
He's got talent on
this
the team.
This is Louisville.
That was a good year.
They're just so young. To overachieve like that makes you excited for the next couple years.
Definitely, definitely. And then obviously a lot of basketball news, which I'll let you guys get to.
Wait. Let's give this baseball team its just due really, really quick. My goodness, right? To your point, this wasn't supposed to be a good team.
Right.
They weren't supposed to.
They're talented. They're young.
And here's the thing.
Yeah.
All you can ever ask for is to have a team in when tournament hits can get as hot as any team in the country.
Yeah.
And they did.
Things break right. You call for a bunt. He doesn't get it down. You leave three guys on base. You know what I'm saying? A couple early hits. Now you're playing from behind for the rest of the game. I mean, that's the difference. You know, you have to burn a start. You know, that's just the difference. But when I'm telling you, we have these conversations.
Yeah.
And the reason we sound so positive all the time is because you know you're a hot team away from making a run. Yeah. If you're in the tournament and you're playing hot, you got a shot.
Exactly.
Dan McDonald did a great, great job. And you know what? One more thing, too. We never get to really do this. Sean Moth, I need you to listen to me right now.
He's the man.
I know you're listening to me right now. I know we don't cross paths a lot. You know, for us to be two awesome baseball voices, or voices, Louisville voices, I didn't mean baseball.
I was like, what?
Marcus is claiming himself as a baseball voice.
Awesome voices on Louisville radio. We do not cross paths enough, but Sean, boy, you were talking that. On the radio, I listened to you call these games in Lubbock, Texas, and listen.
Yeah, oh yeah, he lets his emotion go.
He was listen, Sean Moth was talking that smack, right?
I love listening to him.
Oh
radio.
My god,
I'd rather listen to the radio call than the TV broadcast. Sometimes,
yes.
Sometimes I'll even match up the TV with Sean Moth's call.
Listen, there's a phrase, people. And it's called talking greasy, right?
Yeah.
The petty for no reason, the shade. I mean, he was sharp. He's like, yeah, there's a guy out in the outfield, and there's about nine rows in between him and the next person. Right? And he was like, yeah, Jim Patterson Stadium, I don't think they would have that problem. Right? And I'm telling you, it was 3 hours of Sean Moth, slick talk, slick shots, and there's nobody else to bounce it around, you know? He can't do the laugh, right, like we do. We go back and forth. And the ambulance probably should have been here, but...
Shots fired!
Yeah, you know, all day long. It was all day long. So, I mean, this crowd, I mean, yeah, usually you have to wait till the second inning to determine a strike zone, but... This crowd already has one. Right? Right. Yeah. Listen, he was like, yeah, that was the first ball of the game, and the crowd already thinks that the umpire should be fired.
Let's That's go. Funny.
And he did That's it the funny. Whole. So, Sean.
He's underrated in game, too, man. When you listen to him, like, at the basketball game, especially the basketball game. Football, he's got to do a little more. It's a slower-paced game.
Right.
But in basketball, man, he comes up with some just off the wall, man. Like, it's good.
So, yeah.
And, he's by himself, man. He buys time for about 3 hours. There's a lot of delays in baseball.
Yeah, so like I said, just from me to you, from – middays from 93.9, like, this is a definite tip of the cap moment.
That's true.
Tip of the Coach McDonald baseball team. You know, we didn't get to talk about it much, but we had an awesome time this year. So good job, guys. Get back in the lab. Get ready to get drafted. You know what I'm saying?
Probably going to be a big year next year.
Keep
like
it rolling.
Said, this was a young team, and they overachieved.
Keep it rolling.
Yeah.
And speaking of keeping it rolling. All I do is win.
No matter what, now this is what I'm talking about. Fine.
Come on. Yeah, you heard him. Okay. So, Steve. Come on, grad transfers, they get a little bit. They don't get the full thing.
They get one verse of course.
They just get the hook.
They just get the hook. Okay. So here's the problem, people. University of Louisville fans. Here's the problem that Steve Rummage and I face this morning, right?
Problem.
Yes, I will call it a problem because we know what this is. Y'all know what this is. But as protectors of the shield, Steve.
Yep.
We see the slick stuff, you know, already coming from the ground up. The groundswell of slick, backhanded. Oh, you're excited about this?
Yeah.
We were talking about this. Brian, let me know what you think about this.
Let's know what you think, Brian.
Steve came up with the fantastic idea of just burning all the anti-Louisville takes, right? He said, listen, you know people are going to try to say this. You know people are going to try to say that. We were just going to burn all those takes just to show how ridiculous it was, right? And I was thinking about what Steve had to say, and I was considering it, and I was like, yeah, that'd be fun, right? Then I thought about it. Two major, major issues with that. Number one, that's just too negative. You know what I'm saying? Like, this, the emotion of the show will be too much of a 10-minute rut of emotion, right?
Yes.
Number two, once we start burning those, right, you do realize they're coming out of people's mouths, right?
I do.
So you do know when we start burning these stupid anti-Louisville takes,
yes,
it might be seen as shade.
Well, that's exactly what it is because they sound stupid saying it. So we would be on the same path.
So could we do something like let's massage these ideas in? Because I don't want to call somebody's take stupid.
Okay.
And then they're ended up, you know, in some studio, you know, closer to us or farther, you know. I don't have time to get.
I heard we got made fun of the other day on air. Ferrano, Brian. You know what the worst thing they can say about us, it's gonna probably happen again today.
What's that?
That we get too excited.
Oh yeah,
over recruits.
I think I know who you're talking
Brian,
about.
Brian, Steve, and Marcus get too excited over recruits.
I believe they're on air right now.
I'm like, ooh, we get too excited. I'm sorry, I don't.
Don't get too excited not to mention over any recruits.
Names. I don't hate the world.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But like I said, my point is, people, we're going to massage in the ridiculous anti theories. But first, I mean, come on, Steve.
Give the props where it's due.
Thank you, Steve.
Oh my goodness.
Thank you, Steve.
Listen, do you know what team? There's a team that's going to be in the top 10 this year. Now, whether they're deserving of top 10, we'll find out, or whether it's just inflated.
A top 10 team
because they play in a bullcrap conference.
Okay, so I'm listening, Steve. You got my attention already. There's a top 10 team?
The Tennessee Volunteers are a top 10 team. They're going to be ranked in the top 10 to start the season now. They had a grad transfer that was supposed to go to their school. It's going to add to their roster.
No, not add. They were looking for immediate backcourt help on your top 10 roster.
Yes. this said grad transfer steps back from his commitment earlier last week or so, visits the University of Louisville. Said transfer tells my guy, by the way, next time I see Jody, I'm going to have to just give him some money. So I use all his quotes.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fair. Royalties. Give him credit. Yeah, go to Cardinal Authority, sign up for a membership. I'm on there.
Royalty.
Yeah, it's my thing.
You don't use your government name.
What? I don't.
Okay, good.
Keep going. I'm like
Cincinnati Red Boy.
7265. What? What's that mean? I don't know. Right. That's what they generated. Said grad transfer says, I visited the University of Louisville, and the opportunity to play for the University of Louisville was too good to pass up.
Now, that was a quote you heard.
Yes.
Imagine this. Imagine said grad transfer slept on it.
Yeah.
Then woke up and tweeted the announcement.
Yep.
Which means this wasn't a hasty decision.
Right.
This wasn't a, oh, look around here. Oh, okay, coach, you got me. I'm coming. Nope. I'm going to go to sleep. Right?
Yes.
That sounded too good.
That was good.
That was too good of a snore.
She was asleep on air.
Woke up.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm a Cardinal.
Yeah.
I'm a Cardinal.
And then tweeted out, I woke up like this.
I woke up like that.
That's what he said.
Right.
Yeah. Man. That's a good look. Chris Mack, okay, here's the deal. Chris Mack, a few days ago, we're all going, everybody's saying, oh my God, he's not going to get anybody. Oh my God, he's got eight guys. Oh my God, they're done. He gets Josh Nickleberry, a kid that's probably going to end up being a McDonald's All-American. 2 days later, he gets Quan Four, a guy who is going to Tennessee, a team that's going to be in the top 5 or 10 this year. By the way, Louisville's probably going to play him early, so we'll get to see him anyways. But, I mean, a top 5, 10 team. And he wasn't scared enough to put the quote out there to say, man, I visited the University of Louisville and the opportunity, I don't care if they're ranked number one, the opportunity to play at this school, too good to pass up. Now, all of a sudden, we sit here a couple days later, all of a sudden, Chris Mack's got four combo guards in the backcourt. He's got two small forwards to play. He's got two different guys that can play power forward. He's got two centers. All of a sudden, we got a little bit of a squad. And guess what? I don't think he's quite done just yet.
And while you're talking numbers, I'm talking psychology, people. I'm talking mentality, people. I am talking about control of the narrative. That's what my job is. That's what my business is. That's what personally I know makes a program. I know the strength of the program lies in when I'm down the street, downtown, on the corner, and somebody stops me and says something. When they ask me about Louisville, do they smile or do they frown? When someone, you know, when a waiter, you know, brings my check, or, you know, and somebody says, you know, hey, man, go Cards, you know, has it written on the receipt, right? It's not, hey, man, are we, you know, what are we going to do about this? Or what are we going to, you know, the people who look at me and don't say anything, just throw up 2 L's.
Yep.
That's the difference. The psychology.
Say that.
You have to think about this. And I'm going to do this, coach, and forgive me if I overstep. We had, you know,
You've accused him of smoking cigarettes already, so why not?
I was making a fictitious situation, Steve.
Yeah. Jack, we're going to talk about that too.
When we got together.
Yeah.
And you know, at the event, you know, one of the conversations that came out of there from everybody was how much we know we need to make sure we're not afraid to talk about our positive feelings towards the University.
Absolutely.
So again, top transfers, grad transfers coming to Louisville just because they want to be a part of this program. And we're comfortable with it. There's no grad transfers that we felt like, you know, I mean, like a Chris Jones. Remember when Chris Jones came here as a JUCO transfer? We were kind of like, yeah, we got a little history with him. You know, we hope he can fit in. We hope he can do. We're talking about good players.
Yeah.
No risk players. We're talking about guys who want to be here worse than we want them here.
Right.
Because when that happens, it's one of those things. It's the confidence. It's the smile you wear. You're not desperate saying, we need you here. We're saying there's a spot here for you if you'd like to take advantage. Once you do that, we always go back to this one, Steve, and I feel like such a chauvinist when we go here. It's the confidence of closer guy. You know what I'm saying? All it takes is one closing. You know what I'm saying? Now you're confident. You're comfortable. Your other players that are coming in, when new recruits can talk to other new recruits, it's a better feeling. Once you get the public doing that, you get the public back into it, then you get to, listen, whatever local media market, you force them. That's one other point I wanted to make. Sometimes you get local media who want to be edgy, right?
Yeah.
Newspaper, no, radio, TV. They want to be edgy. They want to, you know, poke at the fan base and stuff like that, right?
Yes.
When a fan base gets excited about a team or a university, I dare you to poke that fan base.
That's a good point.
This is what I'm trying to say to you people. If you don't like when your local outlets are attacking the university unfairly, when you see 10 narratives add up, you know, side by side by side, and you say, hey, out of the last 10 things, they've had a negative take on every single one of them, right? When you start noticing about, now, if somebody just disagrees with something, like if you think four is not that good of a guard and you want to say, oh, he's, you know, nothing to get excited about, okay, that's fine. But if Nickelberry wasn't all that, and four's not all that, and the team's going to lose more transfers, and you're done without Lance Thomas, you got the problem.
And Marcus, they only got 8.
And then they only have 9.
And Marcus, they only got 9.
And then they only have 10.
And Marcus, they only got 10.
And the new recruit's only top 50.
That's how it is, man.
You know, and I'm telling you, people, if you locally, if you like the team, they won't challenge you like that. They won't keep on poking at the team and poking at the narrative. And this goes for baseball. This goes for football. This goes for soccer. Yeah. You start holding your people accountable for negative takes. Consistent negative takes.
Right.
That's a fact.
Yeah. But to your point, the vibe I'm getting now, man, is totally different. People are I talked to somebody this weekend who is
8150939 is the number. 3831939 is the text line. I mean, do you get that vibe?
Well, because I talked to a guy this weekend who has been somewhat pessimistic about Louisville. A big fan though, but I got a phone call this week from that guy, and he said, dude, man, he may end up putting together a little squad here, you know. And I'm like, yes, I know.
Give the man
like,
some time.
Yes, I
like,
know.
Like, we've been getting calls point, in here Brian. To the radio station for a while. They're like, he's been here for 2 months and we haven't even got anybody, big. And I'm like, just give it time.
Now
we have had, I guess 3-4 stars for the 2019 on campus.
Yep.
One committed.
Yep.
And then we got 2 grad transfers since all that. So.
And quotes coming from a guy like Jalen Withers, who is literally, and I'm not going to give the quotes, but to put it.
Visual.
Yeah, visual. He's literally saying, dude, I had no idea it was that great.
Yeah.
Like, I've been to a few schools, and I've never seen anything like that. Like, it's amazing. I mean, he was gushing over the just the
right.
What Louisville was.
And then you're like, I know. Right? Like if you're Chris Mack, you're like, oh, why the hell you think I came here?
No, but no. The beauty of Mack right now is
he's like the same as the recruits.
Yes, he's the same as the recruits right now because it's still so fresh to Mack. I think he's like, oh my God, I don't know.
Right?
He's the best salesman on the planet
like
right now.
Yeah, he's like IKR.
Yes.
Every time a recruit says, hey, man, I didn't know it was this big. I didn't know how many people. You know, I was with you, and there was 15 people. And as soon as I did this, I got 20,000 followers on Twitter. Like,
did he say IKR?
I thought that was appropriate.
And Mac's like, hey, man, you should come here, winky face. And
then WTF. Or H. I meant to say H.
That's what I said. But your point is valid. And my big Irish kid's coming in a couple weeks.
He's going to be a problem. We'll bounce that one around.
For the love of God, recruit Charles Bassey. Yes, I'm done.
Please. No, but.
Look, sorry, Brian.
But still.
You win-win there.
Come on. I don't care where you go. But yeah, still, I'd like him to go to Louisville.
What we're saying is, I was going to cut you off to make the point, but it was, you know, you were on a roll. Xavier, yeah. Right? Xavier Mack still had to sift through recruits that he doesn't, like, okay, why didn't he bring his Xavier recruits since his recruitment was so hot there? Because.
Yeah.
It's a different program. Now, there's 50 guys he was targeting at Xavier, right?
Yes.
He has to let those guys off very lightly.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm off a hook.
Yeah, like, listen, we're going to have to squeeze some numbers. We're going to have to do some math. I don't know about you a little.
Yeah.
More. Like, think about it. You have a 50-player relationship list, right?
Yep.
It takes some time. You don't just call them all up and say, yeah, I'm in Louisville now. You can't come here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
right.
So you have to sift.
We got him off the hook.
Yes, you have to sift through your Xavier recruits.
I know.
And your recruiting list, and which guys do you really want from that list? And you have to talk to your old coach. You know, you have to work out relationships. You have to work out deals. Now, you have a whole new list of guys that you can go after.
He's kicking it up a notch.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to take your time with them.
Yeah.
So, so the 2 month rough recruiting start, it's just a lazy narrative.
Yeah.
It's just an absolute, you're holding him like a recruiter who's been at a program
right
for the last 10 years straight.
Right. No, I agree. And that's what I say. I mean, the transition time's starting. You're about to go into summer camp season, AAU summer camp season. That's kind of getting underway now. You've already got a top 50 kid in the fold for next year. You're getting the grad. See, when I'm talking recruiting, I'm talking 19. Okay, because right. What he's doing this year is a little bit separate because you're filling a roster.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I mean,
you didn't expect to be filling rosters with real contributors.
But right, and since he is filling the roster, when I say filling roster, you took a kid from a top 10 team, and let me tell you, he's got a 45-inch vertical, Marcus.
See, I wasn't even going to talk about
he
that.
He can fly, bro.
I wasn't even going to talk about that.
He can jump. He can dunk higher than you. He can dunk better than you. He's a better dunker than you. He's a better game dunker. He's a better game dunker. That's all. I'll say it.
He got some legs.
He may not be better than you.
No, he absolutely is not better. I wasn't going to chase that stick off the porch. But.
Hey, you're reaching there.
He's a one-leg jumper, too.
Yeah.
That means he will punch on somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
The one-leg jumpers, people, they'll get somebody.
Yeah. He, man, just the way, watching him play.
Got 100 games under his belt.
What I want to know about Quan Ford is how good is he defensively? Because if he is anything defensively, he's going to be a heck of a player. He can get in the lane. He can fly. Like I said, is he a big-time shooter? I don't know. I mean, he looks like he can shoot the ball. I mean, I did see people kind of criticizing him for shooting 30-some percent. I'm like, I mean, you do realize that's not horrible three-point percentage, right? I mean, it's not great, but that's not – I mean, a lot of your average shooters shoot in the 30s, so.
You know, it's funny. I watched the game. This is me again. This is sick, Marcus.
I know.
I watched the Richmond-Boston College game.
Absolutely.
37 minutes. Boston College in Boston College.
Yeah.
Takes them to overtime, loses by about 4. Right?
Mm-hmm.
This is Richmond, you know?
Yep.
Giving Boston College everything they want.
Yeah.
This is him.
Rich, what?
I can't think of his name. Not Kai, but the other guy, the other guard that shoots all
Jerome,
the ball. Yeah, he got hot and went for like 30. You know, but not on. I was checking to see to make sure that Ford didn't give up that 30 points. So that's what I had to know, because I went back and looked at the stats. I'm like, whoa, you can't be giving up 30 to the guards. You know what I'm
saying?
Like,
right.
Let's go check this out. You know, so comfortably, you know, he's fine. Now, I don't know if he's a risk taker, you know?
Well, we just haven't watched him play enough. I mean,
right. But defensively, like I said, I'm going to need him to be a guy who can steal the ball.
But do you feel comfortable talking run in the NCAA? I'm not talking Final Four. I'm just talking run in general with a backcourt now of Ryan McMahon, Christian Cunningham, Quan Four, and Darius Perry. Yes, you do.
He's an adult.
Yes.
He's a full.
You have two adults. And I don't know, and I shudder to even say this on air. I'm going to say it, but I'm going to put the caveat out that I have no idea if this is, but from his Instagram, either he has a child.
Right.
Or there's a child in his life, maybe a niece or something that he really cares for.
Right.
So it could be that.
He's an adult.
That changes a man. That changes a player. Now, I'm not imploring somebody to go have one on the team, Marcus. But I'm saying
at the very least, you have two grad guy adult guards.
Yes.
For your team.
Yes.
When you have adults, people, you know what happens with adults? You never get into that Kentucky run. The Kentucky run where things were just going really, really bad. Yep. Then you end up getting blown off the floor. You know what? When you have adults on the team, that's the difference between a team going on a 15-0 run on versus a 7-0 run.
Right.
Adult point guards can stop the bleeding.
Yeah.
Adult point guards can say, Malik, one more pass on that one.
Yep.
As an adult. I'm not a hater. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A grad transfers don't come in and think they can shoot the balls. Now, junior college guys, you know what I'm saying?
You're right, man, yeah.
Adult grad transfers, because they know if this coach takes me out, you know what I'm saying, for a bet, I might not see the floor.
Right.
So adults have to be in control of every, you know, decision they make. You got adults now.
I know. And you got two. And you've got a Ryan McMahon who – he's been in the program for 4 years now. I mean, Darius is a true sophomore.
But Darius is a coach's kid, though.
But now you bump, you can.
So he's almost like, you got to add a year just being a coach's kid.
I know.
Just basketball savvy or
That's
something.
What I'm saying. That's a big-time pickup. Now, if you add one more guy, if you add a guy like that can play in the rumors were coming out last week about Akoya Guy. I don't think that one's dead yet. I think that's a mutual decision between both parties right now that's going on. You add a guy like that, you add another guy. There's a lot.
How many more you need?
I would love one, because I've said all along I'd like to get to 10.
You'd settle out of court for Akoya Guy?
Yeah. Yeah. And then let's go. I would feel comfortable. There won't be any of me that when I start trash talking at my family dinner will have any reserves if they add one more. Whereas right now there was still a little bit like, yeah, but in the back of my mind, I mean, I'll admit there's still a little bit of me that's like, yeah, but if you catch an injury.
You want a big man that can get some buckets?
No. No, I want a big man
you
that,
want
can,
a rebound. You
that
want,
can
you
give me 4 and 5. In 12 minutes. I don't need a lot.
You know what? Almost to the point where you don't want bucket big man.
No. I got bucket big man.
Right. You want energy, psychopath, rebound guy.
Yeah. Give me play 12 minutes. Give me 4 and 5. Oh, my gosh. I'll take that all day. You get me 5 possessions.
Pride in your defense, big man.
Yep. Yes.
Foul trouble, get me to halftime.
That's it.
You know, Malik has two. Enoch has to.
Yeah.
Get me 7 minutes. Get me Louisville fan base roaring. Get me Bozak Smith.
Yep.
Although he was a starter, so. He always gets the underdog role. I'm like, dude, he's starting.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, right. It's like, yeah, right. Bozak was pretty good.
You're right. That's what I'm saying. Like, give me. Seems like McDonald's, too. He was like, if people don't realize, I dominated Illinois, you know.
Yeah.
But point being, you know, give me adult pride in my defense, IQ, yes. Unselfish guy, not superstar guy.
No, that's it. That's all you need.
People don't know how good Jordan Wara is.
I know.
That's what the shame of all this is. We're talking about roster fillouts and we're talking about all these other things. And I'm like, you might have one of the two of the best scoring wingmen.
I know.
In college basketball.
I'm waiting.
Who have no real game coaching experience. Real coaching experience.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you got guys like Dwayne Sutton. I mean, you know, like you forget.
He's going to be ACC Sixth Man of the Year.
I know.
If he doesn't start.
If he doesn't start. Which right now, I'm not so sure he won't start.
He probably will. He's a max kind of guy.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, I'm waiting for Jack to pop in here and be like, well, Indiana's got seven guys that only get 4 and 6.
Quick commercial break, people. Midday with Marcus Maven, 81.50. 93.9 is the number on 93.9 DeVille.
To the folk, Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the dope, ready to make an entrance, so back on up.
Before I have to pull the strap off the cut,
give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble, cause ain't nothing but a G-bang, baby. Two low-def G, so we crazy. Death Row is the label that pays me. Unfadable, so please don't try to fake this. But back to the lecture at hand. Perfection is perfected, so I'ma let them understand. From a young G's perspective, and before me, they got a trick. I have to find a contraceptive. You never know, she could be earning her man and learning her man, and at the same time, burning her.
You're
man.
Listening to Middays with Marcus Maven, broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maven, 81.50. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, as many of you fire up the AC unit for the first or second time this summer, there's bound to be some issues. So what do we do here at the station? Call DFH Company. They're fast, they're good, and they're reliable if your system's on its last leg. The time has never been better to buy a Trane comfort system from DFH. This month only, you can get $1,000 cash back or 24-month special financing. It's hard to stop a Trane, so call DFH Company today, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Visit dfhcompany.com for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions subject to credit approval.
I don't even understand. You hear that? I don't even understand how somebody could listen to that and not say West Coast rap just absolutely trumps anything. Hands down. I mean, like, period.
Do you dance?
I can.
What's the thing you said Elijah does? The
floss.
Young Steve Rummage doing the floss.
Oh,
what? What's the most complicated dance you ever did growing up? What's the dance where you just said, okay, I can dance? You know, like, what?
The Cabbage Patch.
People.
That was the one where I was like, yeah, I'm good.
What would you do? No, literally. Literally. Look at us on Periscope right now. What would you do? What would you pay? What would you sacrifice to see Steve Rummage do the absolute Cabbage Patch? What could happen in your world right now to cause you to jump up and do the Cabbage Patch?
Oh, man, I don't know. I win over Alabama.
Jesus. I mean, you got to get a win over Alabama, yeah, just to do the Cabbage Patch, yeah. Brian Hall.
$3.
$3, yeah.
Right. We actually need to start a GoFundMe donation, man, for Steve to do a hardcore 30-second Cabbage Patch and just see how much money we can raise just to throw it to charity.
I mean,
somewhere.
It took Juwan Howard to, a Elite Eight win.
I got 20 Israeli shekels.
I hate Jack. Jack is either going
to. I want.
He's going to. He's going to send this show to greatness or destroy it.
I want that as no. Jack is the perfect voice on this show because I wish I had that drop. Will you just say that again? What you just said to me.
I got 20 Israeli shekels. It's worth about maybe $4.50.
Jack offered me.
No, listen. Look, first text. No. Listen.
The best part is he actually has it in his wallet.
No, he's showing it through the window. No, people, that's him. And this is what he said. This is Jack the intern. He says, I have 20 Israeli shekels, which is about $4. And listen, I'm telling you, that voice you heard, people, that's really him.
We're getting texts already. People are like.
No, that's really, really him. Like, sometimes you're like, oh, man, y'all just joking. Like, who's that guy making those voices in there?
Can you imagine right now? Now, Jack, I know you're on a lot of other shows. Let me tell you a little bit. We have a wide, diverse audience on this show.
Very. Which we take pride in.
Which we do take pride in. We enjoy it.
And our sponsors love that.
And I got something at the 11 o'clock hour I'm going to talk about. I had a moment in my life that it was good. It was good. It is going to be something I want to talk about real quick a little bit later.
You're right.
But can you imagine right now, somewhere down in Louisville, there's a barbershop. There's a barbershop and there's a few black males sitting around today getting a haircut. Some of them are talking. The radio's on. And Jack just came over the air and said, I got 20 Israeli shekels.
So without being, you were trying to paint an image of
someone just died. Trying to breathe.
Maben.
Ambulances are being called right now.
Maben. So who's that Jack dude, man?
And you know what the thing is? They're going to love him.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to love him.
No, 100%. So, Steve.
That hurts.
The Cabbage Patch situation, that was your I got it dance.
Yes.
Brian Hall, are you back there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Brian, because I'm going to ask this question. Now, for me personally, I mean, my Running Man days were probably where I excelled. You know what? Running Man and when I started, like, Jamaican grinding. Once I got with the Jamaican music,
is
I was
that
like,
legal? Hey, watch how I can Jamaican grind this weed. What is it?
Listen, once I started dancing to the Sean Paul, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm good. Right?
Yeah.
The Jamaican music, yeah, I'm straight.
Right.
So, Brian, what was the moment that you knew you could dance?
Ooh. Talent show, grade school.
Ooh.
I'm listening.
Yeah.
Yes.
You danced in a talent show in grade school, Brian?
Yeah, you might actually be talking to the wrong person because I actually, when I got to college.
What are we learning right now?
In my fraternity, you have a thing called Greek Sing, and you basically do some singing and some dancing.
Yeah.
I was basically the lead singer, you know, like, you know, front of like the boy band, you know, type dancing.
Shut your mouth, Brian.
I'm not.
You are not boy band lead singer guy.
They always put me in the front because I could remember the moves. And everybody else had to, you know, everybody looked
at
me.
What song?
Okay, well, I actually, this is good. This is why
Steve.
Our playout music used to be Warren G Regulators. Yeah, that was my song, and I rapped it while I did it. You like?
What are we going to do with this one?
I don't know.
Boy band.
I mean, as much as Warren G. Warren G. Regulators can be boy band.
Boy band turns Warren G. Regulate and Brian Hall.
There's probably about 20 of us dancing. I was up in the front.
Is the front man for this.
Was you Warren or Nate?
Yes, I was Warren G.
Okay.
Yes. Not Nate Dogg.
Oh, good, because Nate's a little more violent.
Yeah,
so.
I'm not trying to kill people.
That works.
If you know like I know. So, Steve, one bit of cleaning up we have to do.
Yeah.
You want to read that text, or do you want me to read it?
Which one?
This might disappoint you a little bit.
I know. I've seen the first one.
You may have gotten yourself in trouble with the delegation a bit.
It's going to hurt.
I should have called you out on it, though. So it's my fault, too. Yeah, but it's Monday, Steve.
Yeah, I know.
the barbershop image that you were trying to kind of portray. Closed.
Not so much on a Monday.
Yeah. Now, I don't know what barbershop you frequent.
Sure. Yeah.
But these barbershops.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a national holiday.
Well, I grew up in Bullitt County, so stick it up your ear. Okay. All right. I'm not.
So you're saying there is a place in Shepherdsville to get your haircut on a Monday.
On a Monday, I can go into to Amy's beautiful shop and sit down and listen to a little country music and get my haircut.
Okay. So see, I was gonna bring this up at the last minute of the show, so we had to dive too much into it. Are you out of the NBA finals?
No. It's LeBron James.
I know.
No.
I know.
No, I mean
he's such a nightmare. He's such a nightmare to hater guy.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because he's the Undertaker.
Yes.
He is totally the playoff Undertaker as well.
Am I nearly beat into submission that he's not gonna win this one? Almost. But he's gonna get a game or two. I mean,
you win two, it's on.
And if he wins the next two, go back to what I said to Boston. Huh? Now you got two out of three with the best player in the world.
If he wins the next two, it's game one again.
I know.
A game one where they got hosed. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Like a game one where they got cheated.
I'm so sorry. I thought you said something else.
Yeah, I saw the look on your face.
Yeah.
But yes. You restart.
Yes. And you go best two out of three? Like,
and they haven't been out of it. You know, they haven't been.
No, I mean, last night they piled on late.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, but I will say, I mean, it was about a 10-point game all game last night. So I don't. Game three is going to tell a lot.
You know what's going to make me mad? It's going to really infuriate me. You know, I'm always scared of the narrative about the NBA. You know what I'm saying? Because I like the sport. But when LeBron goes home and he shoots 14 free throws in the first half and 12 in the second, I'm going to be like, this is crap.
I know.
When he goes back home and all of a sudden Kevin Love keeps going to the line.
Yeah.
LeBron keeps going to the line. You know, when Klay Thompson has, you know, four fouls or Kevin Durant has four fouls, right? I'm going to say, you know what? This is crap.
I know.
This is absolute crap. LeBron, all of a sudden, Draymond Green's getting texts and getting ejected. Then I'm worried. I'm worried about the bad look that is the officiating.
It's been bad so far.
How pumped was I when I found out who the grad transfer was and we landed him? I call in and give Chris Mack his props. Because y'all been hating on this guy. Show some love. Midday with Marcus Maybe, 81.50. 93.9 is the number on 93.9 DeVille.